This week in Michigan football history, here's MVictors.com's Greg Dooley.
Hello again and welcome to another year. No doubt a very glorious season for the very rich with tradition Michigan football program. Today we take a very short trip back to September 3rd, 2015, as your beloved Wolverines traveled out west to Salt Lake City to take on Kyle Whittingham's talented Utah Utes. But this was no normal season opener. This was the debut of Coach Jim Harbaugh, who shocked every national pundit and exactly zero fans in Ann Arbor when he rejected the NFL to return to his alma mater. Fans knew that returning home offered something to Harbaugh and his family that he couldn't find anywhere. As a youth in the 70s, young Jim lived in Ann Arbor and idolized Michigan legend Ricky the Peach Leach. And in the 1980s, Harbaugh, of course, starred at QB for General Bo George Patton Schembechler. Time will tell if Harbaugh can join Benny Oosterbaan and Harry Kipke as former U of M All-American players who returned to bring national championships to Ann Arbor as head coach. But first was the matter of actually coaching a game. And as for that debut exactly 1 year ago today, realistic Michigan fans understood that this would be a very tough way to start the season, despite the rumored magic pixie dust Harbaugh kept in his khakis. And a tough battle it was. A pair of Jake Ruddock TD passes to Jake Butt and Amara Darbo kept it tight, but a final chance to win the game was snuffed when Michigan failed to convert a late onside kick. While the comeback came up short, it was a sign of things to come. The team was better. The team was hard to beat, and the team was being built to compete with the best. That proved out during the year, culminating in a vicious beatdown of Florida in the Citrus Bowl as Ruddock threw for nearly 300 yards and three touchdowns, and Michigan's defense dominated in the 41-7 victory. For more, check out WTKA.com and MVictors.com. For the KeyBank Countdown to Kickoff, this is Greg Dooley.